Recording?
I'm recording on the little tape recorder.
Oh, so we're good?
Yeah.
All right, welcome to Cabazona Water District Finance and Audit Committee meeting for, what is it, August 19th, 2025 at 5 p.m. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Ready to begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, please be seated.
All right, roll call. Director Melissa Carlin.
Here.
Board Chair Terry Tincher.
Here.
And General Manager Michael Paul.
Here.
Get right to it. Under the Financials tab, so we have a new, it's a new fiscal year, so this is going to be for the first month, which ended on July 30th, 2025. And we also have a new accountant.
Turn the light switch on for me, please.
Yes.
It's dark in here.
Let there be light.
Thank you.
We also have a new accountant, so the sheets might look a little different. It's pretty similar, use the same layout, but if you have any questions, let me know. So first, we have the balance sheet. And I'm going to go to line five, which is the district's combined cash and investments, which is Chase Bank, the LAIF, California Class, and just our petty cash. That total balance was at $2,518,858 at month end. And then the district's total liabilities, which is on line 36, was at $631,693. Any questions on this page?
No.
On to the next one. And on column C, he pointed out just yesterday that that is supposed to say fiscal year 25-26, not 24-25. So that was just a little minor mistake. But it is fiscal year 25-26. It's on page six. It's at the top column C.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
So first up is the revenues. On line seven, we have basic facilities fees, which is at 30%. Out of the year, we're at only 8.3%, so we're really ahead in that one. We so far have had 2 3/4-inch services and then 1 upgrade from a 5/8 to a 3/4-inch meter.
Do they make the print smaller?
Yes, I noticed that too. It looks less.
Can we ask them to make it larger next time, please? I don't want to have to start wearing glasses.
You okay? You don't wear glasses?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, I noticed that this morning when I printed,
like,
or when I was like going through it, I'm like, this is tiny.
W-T-H.
It gets small for me, so. And then down on line 13, we have miscellaneous non-operating income. We don't budget anything for that because we don't expect anything in that category. But we did sell the Ford F-250, the big truck, and then we ended up purchasing the, well, we're going to talk about that. But we did get a smaller truck, and we'll talk about if we want to continue paying monthly for that one or just buy it outright. On line 15, we have interest income for the investment accounts. Right now we're at 12%. We just have higher interest rates than expected. Is that the laptop? Yeah, I think that was just this.
Was it me?
Oh, it was the
overhead.
Okay. It's just this thing, it's fine. So total revenues on line 18 is at 11%. So we're a little bit ahead, a little further than we expected. Next up is expenses. On line 26, we have total payroll, which is at 10%. That's because July had 3 payrolls instead of 2. So there's 2 months throughout the year that have 3 payrolls instead of 2, and July was one of them. On line 32, we have line repair and maintenance materials, which says it's at 36%, but there was street paving that we had done. That was for about $9,000, $9,500. The auditors came the other day and they actually said we had to move it to last fiscal year, so that's going to just get removed from here.
That's good.
Line 46, we have computer services, which is at 12%. That's because we are going to a lower-cost vendor for our IT services, but we haven't switched to them yet. It's going to be, the end of the month is the last month we're going to have VC3, and then we'll be going to Visual Edge starting in September. And moving on to the next page, on line 65, tractor expenses and maintenance. It says we're at 34%, but that one was my mistake. I accidentally charged the new tires for the GMC to tractor expenses. It should have been for line 67, service trucks, repair and maintenance. So the 1300 is just going to get moved to that category.
Oh my goodness.
But it's fine. And on line 80, we have the total net income slash loss. Right now, we're at a net income of $101,000. Any questions? It's the answer. It's, I think, that up there.
It's people listening.
Okay, anyways, any questions on that?
No.
Okay. So next page, there's not really a lot going on, but we have the capital detail. This was not included in the board packet that I had sent to you guys because it wasn't ready yet. Since we had the new accountant, he had to kind of scramble and get everything together. So he wasn't able to prepare this by Thursday, but he did send it to me on Friday. There hasn't been any activity for any of these items though, so
yeah.
Nothing really to talk about. That's it. Any questions?
No.
No. It's looking good.
Looks like status quo.
The font is larger.
Yes,
like the
please.
I think on this page it looks fine, right? On the capital.
Yeah, the capital looks okay. It was just the
yeah.
first ones. It might have been just too light.
No, it's really small. Because it used
small.
To go way down to here.
Yeah.
And now it's way up here.
So yeah.
Here's our previous format.
Yeah, see that was much better.
Yeah.
And it was darker too.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's shrunk.
Absolutely.
So there
we don't like shrunk.
So there were 43 lines on this one. There's 57 on here. So maybe he tried to squeeze too many categories on one page.
Yeah,
so
I think so.
He needs to.
Yes.
Or
he
just needs
yeah.
to
tell him we can afford an extra sheet of paper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
right.
So.
Is there anything else to talk about? I don't think so.
Other than the agenda item that we're going to have to vote on as far as the new vehicle.
Yeah, we can talk about it at the meeting.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, so we're going to adjourn to check signing?
Continue on.
Let's adjourn to check signing.
Cool.